Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As is our tradition, would you read together with me the title of the sermon on the screen, which is Sparrows and Pennies, based on Jesus' words from the gospel reading where he said, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father in heaven. So don't be afraid. You are worth much more than many sparrows." When you came in, you should have received a half sheet handout with a sermon outline on it. If there's anybody that needs one, simply raise your hand and it will be brought to you. Well, today's message is a very simple message. A very simple message and also a very simple reminder of God's love for you and for me, and especially today, for anyone who feels alone, who feels forgotten, or who feels without worth. During our almost three-week trip to the USA, Beverly and I spent a lot of time with dear friends. One man in Seattle is a baseball buddy of mine, a lonely man who's a recent widower. One man is a former classmate of mine, a retired pastor living in Los Angeles, bound to a wheelchair and humbled that while he was there, he needed my help to go to the washroom. These men needed encouragement and a reminder of God's love for them, and I pray that God used Beverly and me to do just that. But today, our gospel reading from Matthew chapter 10 reminds all of us that God, our Heavenly Father, loves sparrows. And as Jesus said, if he loves sparrows, how much more does he love you and me? I really enjoy the sparrows I see in our patio in our home in Steveston. What beautiful, tiny little precious birds. Sparrows in Jesus' day were so cheap to buy, you could get two for a penny. Yet these seemingly worthless little birds are so precious to the Heavenly Father that Jesus said in our gospel lesson, not one sparrow falls unless the Father knows about it. Two sparrows for a penny. Years ago, I was walking down a sidewalk where I used to live in the Seattle area. Walking with me was my daughter Abigail, then about the same age as Vivian and Elizabeth, 3 years old, who stood here before us. And again, if you want to see a picture of these two cute little girls, go to my office door. I got some new ones for you to see. Well, anyhow, as Abigail and I walked down this sidewalk, my daughter looked on the sidewalk and she saw a penny. A penny lying on the sidewalk, and she was so excited that she reached down and grabbed it. She couldn't have been more excited if it were a $100 bill. "Daddy, Daddy," she cried out, "look, I found a penny." Her excitement was wonderful. I couldn't imagine being so excited over so little. But I put my hand into my pocket and I found some extra coins, including some pennies. And as her little eyes were busy looking down, I walked ahead of her and planted a few pennies ahead of her on the route we would be walking. It was a lot of fun to see her excitement as she kept finding and saving and picking up more pennies. Now, pennies bought so little that I didn't feel any sense of sacrifice in what I was doing. But to my daughter, the picking up and finding of every penny brought a scream of absolute joy. "Daddy, I found a penny." Joy and wonder. Now, I doubt it these days if many of us would even stoop down to pick up a penny or even a 5-cent nickel. We just keep walking. Yet that which was unimportant to me was celebrated by my little girl. And this experience can remind each of us today who may feel like discarded pennies how precious we are to our Father in heaven. He is our loving God who sees and treasures those who are seemingly, by this world's standards, worthless. He treasures the sparrow. He treasures all sinful people. He treasures you and me. We're all valuable to him. When we consider that in Jesus' day, sparrows sold 2 for a penny, and that we're worth much more to God than many sparrows, we can think about the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ and what was bought and what was sold there. At the cross of Jesus, our Heavenly Father spent all that was precious to him. God the Father sent the Son to die upon that cross to pay for your sins and my sins and the sins of the world. He did that to buy us out of slavery to sin and death. The precious life of Jesus was spent in payment for your sins and mine. At the cross of Jesus, we see the Heavenly Father picking up worthless pennies, saving worthless sparrows, saving you and me. Why? Because he loves you so much. We who are to a penny to the world are precious to God above all things. Now listen again to the words of Jesus. And by the way, these words of Jesus were spoken shortly before he went to the cross for you and me. Listen to what he says. And what he says, he's saying about you. Are not 2 sparrows sold for 1 penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father in heaven. So don't be afraid. You are worth far more than many sparrows. When I hear the words of this Bible passage, I'm reminded of an old gospel song. And the song was entitled, "I Sing Because I'm Happy." But listen to this refrain. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Because of Jesus' words about sparrows and pennies and the love of our Heavenly Father, we can know. And if you haven't been listening so far, now is the time to really listen. Because of Jesus' words about sparrows and pennies and the love of our Heavenly Father, we can know that when those pains and problems come into our lives, God is the God of the promise of sparrows and pennies. God does not abandon us when things get difficult. Where do you think your Heavenly Father has been during your days of heartache and disappointments? He's been walking right with you, right by your side every day. Times of hardship do not mean that God is absent. The same was true for Jesus. Think of Jesus and the pain he went through on the cross for you and for me. Where was Jesus' Heavenly Father then? He was right there weeping at the pain of his Son, that pain his Son endured because of your sins and mine. Where did we ever get the idea that we as Christians should never suffer? Or when we do suffer, where did we ever get the idea that God isn't with us? As Christians, we follow Jesus as our Savior and teacher. And Jesus said to us in the same chapter 10 these words, "A student is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master." Translation, if Jesus suffered, we who follow him will also suffer. And if Jesus' Heavenly Father did not forsake him at his greatest time of need, he will not forsake you at your greatest time of need. My friends, I hope if you come away with just one idea from this sermon today, you'll come away with this idea. We are God's sparrows. We are God's pennies, his beloved children. So why do we, as his beloved children, talk so much about Jesus and the cross at Calvary? Because the cross of Calvary is God's proof that when he says he loves us and cares for us, he means it. The very first Bible passage that many of us ever memorize is that wonderful passage from John 3:16. Tells us, where's the proof of God's love? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Stella, let me be here to remind you today that God loves you and you're precious to him. Larry, don't forget this morning that God, your Father, loves you and you are precious to him. Ray, no matter what, you are God's precious child and he loves you forever. My friends, you are God's sparrow. You are God's penny. He takes delight in caring for you, just like my little 3-year-old Abigail took absolute delight in picking up pennies from a sidewalk. We end this sermon with the refrain from that old gospel song I mentioned earlier. Listen again. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Dear friends, remember the pennies. Remember the sparrows. Remember this. You are precious to your Father in heaven above all things. In the name of Jesus, God's people say, Amen. Amen.